Grace, mercy, and peace be unto each of you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text is the gospel reading for this day from John chapter 9. I read for you again these words. As Jesus passed by, he saw a man blind from birth. Jesus said, "As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world." Having said these things, he spat on the ground and made mud with the saliva. Then he anointed the man's eyes with the mud and said to him, "Go, wash in the pool of Siloam." So he went and washed and came back seeing. Jesus, having found him, he said, "Do you believe in the Son of Man?" He answered, "And who is he, sir, that I may believe in him?" Jesus said to him, "You have seen him, and it is he who is speaking to you." He said, "Lord, I believe." And he worshiped him. So far, the reading of the text. In the name of Jesus, the only Savior of the world. Imagine being born blind. You've never seen the beauty of God's creation. You've never seen a sunrise or a sunset. You've never seen the beauty of the beach or the mountains. You've never seen a field of flowers. You've never seen your parents' or loved one's face or anyone else's. So much that you take for granted would be totally unknown to you. You couldn't drive or watch TV or do almost anything else you enjoy. Furthermore, you would be at the mercy of others. What would that be like? And yet, you are really no different from the blind man in today's gospel. Oh yes, your eyes probably work well enough, but you were born blind all the same. From your beginning, you were spiritually blind. You couldn't see Jesus as your Savior any more than this blind man could, until Jesus opened his eyes and revealed himself as the Son of Man, and this man believed it. By faith alone, you see Jesus as your Savior. Yes, you were born spiritually blind for the same reason that this man was born blind, for you were born in sin. That's what you were by nature. David confesses in Psalm 51, "I was brought forth in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me." You must confess this too. Born a sinner, you are estranged from God, your heavenly Father, from the start. You could not see the light of the world. You needed a miracle to be able to see Jesus as your Savior. You could not, by your own reason or strength, believe in Jesus as your Lord. And if left to yourself, you wouldn't want to. But the Holy Spirit called you by the gospel to faith when you were baptized. He said, "Jesus, your Lord and Savior, died on the cross for you," and got your attention. He said, "Look to the cross where Christ took your place and your punishment all, so you could have his place in heaven and the eternal rewards he earned." Then the eyes of your faith opens to see Jesus for the first time as both your Lord and your Savior. Like this blind man, you have rough patches in life too. You may not have lost your eyesight, but you've had physical ailments, financial problems, relationship difficulties, and other challenges to your faith. You might be tempted to think, what have I done to deserve this? I must have offended God, and now He's punishing me. You might wonder, I've not done enough good works that God expects of me, and He's mad. I'm just getting what I deserve. Beloved, your Heavenly Father is not mad at you or punishing you. For like that blind man, you were washed in your baptism. You are now holy and righteous in God's sight because you are cleansed of all your sins. Jesus has taken all of your sins upon Himself and become sin for you, taking your place on the cross. God has made you His own baptized child, and through the eyes of faith, you see yourself as God does. Now, people who use their own notions about Jesus don't see a true picture of Him. The Pharisees had their own not so enlightened thinking and concluded that Jesus was a sinner. After all, He violated the Sabbath day. The blind man, whom had his sight restored, he thought Jesus was just a prophet and nothing more. But when that man is hauled in to the Pharisees, he didn't yet know who Jesus was. When questioned, he simply told them what happened. He put mud on my eyes, and I washed, and I see. Of course, the Pharisees didn't like that answer because they were blind to the truth, even when it or he stood right in front of them. They continued to badger the man, but he would not budge. He may not have known much about Jesus, but he did know that Jesus had healed him. And still, the light was beginning to dawn, for he told the Pharisees, "We know that God does not listen to sinners. But if anyone is a worshiper of God and does His will, God listens to him. Never since the world began has it been heard that anyone opened the eyes of a man born blind. If this man were not from God, he could do nothing." In their blind rage, the Pharisees threw the man out of the synagogue. But that was not the end for this man, for he needed to be further enlightened. So Jesus finds him and asks, "Do you believe in the Son of Man?" The man replies, "And who is He, sir, that I may believe in Him?" Jesus answered, "You have seen Him, and it is He who is speaking to you." And the man declares, "Lord, I believe." The man's eyes were now truly opened. He'd been brought to faith so that he clearly saw Jesus was from God and that He had come to restore creation and humanity. Jesus came so that the blind would see, really see. Now notice that Jesus sought this man and not the other way around. For in truth, no one seeks Jesus. So Jesus, the good shepherd, seeks out lost sheep, just like he did for this formerly blind man. You don't have to come to him. He comes to you. He comes to you with his body given and with his blood shed for you for your forgiveness. He feeds you with himself in the Lord's Supper as he leads lost sheep to the green pasture of the feast of the Lord's table. By God's grace in Christ, your blindness is gone? No, not by mud in your eyes like the blind man, but by a miracle nonetheless. For by the work of the Holy Spirit, you see Jesus for who he is, one greater than a prophet, the Christ, come from God. Through your baptism into Christ, you are washed clean and made whole. You are saved, both in your body and your soul. Yes, Jesus is the light of the world. And he has come to bring light into this sin-darkened world. And he does that by taking the sin of the world upon himself. All the hatred and hostility of men who shake their fists at God. Those who think they can see but are really blind. All of their wrath is directed to Jesus. In their rage, they nail him to a cross. And more than that, Jesus suffers all of God's wrath against sinners in your place. My dear friends, your blindness is gone. Your eyes have been opened. No, not by mud in your eye like the blind man, but by this miracle. Calling you to faith by the gospel, the Holy Spirit has given to you eyes of faith to recognize Jesus in his gracious works in word and sacrament. By faith, you see yourself washed clean by the waters and the word of your baptism. You are one who worships Jesus, hearing his word, receiving his absolution, and eating his body and drinking his blood for your forgiveness, your life, and your salvation. God grant that you live in that light now and forever. Amen. The peace of God which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen.